Hello, bimbos and himbos, and welcome back to another episode of the Bimbo Manifesto podcast. I am Fifi or Fiona or G's Get Lonely 2 on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all that jazz. And I think I'm on episode 10, which is a huge milestone considering I went ghost for a long ass time. But I am back and I'm trying to be more consistent. You know, I'm trying to get the visuals. So we're just going to get right into it. This episode is going to be something that I've kind of realized lately. And it's not necessarily a relationship episode, but it's more about your self-concept and how you could transform yourself and the mindset you need to have in order to stop ending up in shitty situations. And when you do end up in shitty situations, being able to bounce back from it. The reason why I wanted to make this episode is because a lot of people have asked me how I'm able to bounce back so quick from situations, how I'm able to level up for when, you know, things don't go as planned. And so I think I have kind of a good system, or I'm getting onto a good track on what that means. So stay tuned on how you could upgrade your self-concept, be more productive, level up, and stop seeing yourself as a victim. Because that is the main thing I really want to talk about. And that is the major mindset shift that you're going to want to adopt in order to level up. So let's get into it. Okay. So the first topic of today is the concept of healing. You know, healing, forgiving yourself, self-help books, all that jazz, okay? I am not saying that any of those things are bad, okay? Healing is great, forgiving yourself is great, and reading all those books and having hours of TikTok videos and, you know, whatever else you do to heal, that is all great. But I'm here to tell you guys that if you are constantly healing, you are making yourself a victim and you are not going to be happy. Okay? I realized after my first boyfriend that I talked about, it was a very horrible relationship. It was a narcissistic relationship. It was all the nines. And literally for months, I would be talking about it on TikTok. I'd be reading all of these books. I'd be watching hours of videos of people relating. I'd be on Reddit, on all these narcissist abuse forums, and doing them and journaling and just constantly talking about my pain and how sad I was and how much betrayal I had. But the true healing and the true happiness truly started when I just started living. Okay, I realized I cannot make my past abuse or my past pain my entire personality. Because by making that my entire personality means that I am putting so much power in someone else who was in pain. Okay? You cannot take it personally when someone else is in pain. You cannot understand lames, okay? You aren't supposed to understand these types of people, okay? There's no way around it. You could try to think of an explanation. You could try to psychoanalyze. You could try to think of their childhood and why they are the way they are. You could try to explain to them that how they're doing you is not okay. But some people are just not going to get it. They're not going to get it. They're not going to care. Because they have their own void within themselves that prevents them from any progression. You don't need revenge from past friends or past relationships, guys. Because the biggest revenge that you could give them is they have to live with themselves and you get to move on. Do you guys understand me? They have to live with themselves every single day. They have to be themselves. They have to constantly try to fill their own void with material items, with a bunch of women, with drugs, with whatever it else. They try to fill this void for years and years and years. And like I said, my ex was 15 years older than me, and he was still in this bullshit. They're going to the clubs. They're doing a lot.
And they have to live with that void because they are so scared of themselves. And let me remind you guys, I think I made a whole episode on this, on how to boil frogs. People with this type of void always end up trying to go for people that have this light inside of them, that are full, that are happy with themselves, you know, that don't need all these external factors, that are empathetic, that are giving, because they're jealous. They're jealous that they can't be like that. They're jealous that you don't have that void within them. And they're going to try to take everything from you to try to put it in themselves. Okay? And that's just all you have to leave it at. Okay? Sometimes, instead of making yourself a victim and constantly saying, oh, I got played. Oh, I have to heal. Oh, I have to forgive myself. First of all, fuck them. Fuck them. What, at some point, you have to put down all the dating advice, all the books and all that bullshit, and just put in the work to level up. You are not a victim. You should be thinking of them as a victim because they lost you. That friend lost you. That man lost you. That girl lost you. They're the victim. They have to heal. They have to live with themselves. They have to think about how they're going to get you back. But you're not a victim. Okay? You are none of those things because you didn't lose anything. I hate the concept of when people get out of bad relationships and they're like, oh, I lost so much. I gave so much. I did the most. Okay. You should see that as a win. I see that as a win. You are able to have love in your heart despite everything that you've been through. You are able to have compassion and passion. You are able to have all these things within you. And that's a win to me. That is proving to you that you have so much love that you are not only able to love other people, but you're able to love them yourself. Because let's face it, look past at all your shitty relationships and shitty friendships. What made it so great? It was you. Because I guarantee you, in a few months, once you heal from all of this, you're going to realize that person ain't that special. That person's not one of one. That person ain't shit. Fuck him. You know, they need to pray to God every night that they could find another girl like me, that they could find another person like me. They're the victim. They have to live with themselves. They haven't healed. They have to live in so much pain within themselves. Okay. And what I've realized also with a lot of these people, and I'm going to say men in particular, again, I don't want to make this too much of a relationship episode, but when people talk about healing, they mostly talk about relationships. Well, this is anything, y'all. This is any L that you take, but especially in relationships. Imagine how lonely you have to be, that you have to constantly have all these people trying to soothe your loneliness because you are so scared of being by yourself. How is that winning for them? Because even the next girl that they're with or the next friendship they're with, it's not going to last. And they know it's not going to last. That's why they sabotage things. That's why they have to manipulate people and gaslight people and triangulate people because they know they don't got it like that. A real confident person that knew they got it like that, that knew they were the package, would not have to manipulate people in order to like them and in order to be attached to them. Because let's face it, most of these people around them don't like them like that, but they knew that. They knew that if they didn't manipulate people and didn't do people wrong and do all these mind games, that people wouldn't be attached to them. Simple. It's simple. You just have to think of it like that. So if you are constantly thinking and psychoanalyzing and trying to understand lames, losers, weirdos, you're not going to get it because you aren't supposed to. You aren't supposed to get it because you're not a weirdo. You're not a lame. You're none of those things. Okay? So stop saying I'm healing. You know, stop saying all of that. Okay. It is great to do that to an extent when it first happens, when it's fresh, to be able to first understand it, especially when it's your first time going through something like that. But at a certain point, like I said, you have to just put all of that down and stop making it your entire identity, y'all. It is not. And when you are constantly tweeting all this spiritual and religious stuff, they're laughing at you. because they moved on already. They moved on. They're doing their own thing. It's not a good thing that they just moved on, but they're laughing at you. They're getting so much validation that you're hurt because they're sadistic. They're sadistic fucks. They're fucked up and there's no way around it. They get off on your pain. I'm going to speak about this one guy, and I don't know if he's going to listen to, I don't know who's going to listen to this, but for 2 years, this guy that I know, or that guy that I talked to, was literally chasing, he was literally trying to talk to me, whatever, whatever. And so I finally decided to give him a chance. Okay, we went out and it was fine. Within a week, he already messed that up. He was already fucking around all these girls. He was doing the most. Okay, within a week, he didn't even wait. Okay. And so I actually had a talk with him recently and I was like, listen, like, what's your deal? What's your problem? Do you want this 30-year-old man said? I don't want you guys to know that he's 30 years old. He literally told me the only reason I do that fucked up shit and I do all this shit to you is because I don't know if you would really like me for me. Because you never really show me enough attention. You never really, you know, profess your love for me. And I get so nervous and I get so anxious that sometimes I even self-sabotage our relationship because that's how scared I am. Mind you, I was already long gone, moved on from this man. But that is what he was telling me, okay? And it was pretty audacious to admit something like that, okay? But you have to remember, that is the mentality of most of these men. They sabotage shit. They purposely do stuff because they crave your validation. And even when you are going crazy, apeshit, trust me guys, I've had my moments where I've gone crazy. You cuss them out, you whatever, slash their ties. I don't know what you do. But I'm telling you from now, anything like that is craving their validation. Okay? And it's not a good look. Okay? I used to be the girl that would want to cuss everyone out, want to expose them, want to do the most. But now I've realized the only thing that is doing is you are doing them a favor because you're giving their validation. Okay? You're giving their validation. You are not going to get that validation because guess what they're going to do? They're going to stonewall you. They're going to gaslight you. They're going to do everything to make you look even crazier. And I just want you to imagine them taking a screenshot or telling the story to the new victim. Okay, I'm not going to call them victims, but the new girl that they are love bombing and triangulating with or their friends, that's what they're going to do, okay? I've seen it time and time again, and it's because they want the validation from everybody because they are so empty and insecure within themselves. Look how, like, that is a victim to me. That, like, I'm not a victim. You're a victim because you lost me. Okay, you just need to level up. As soon as some fucked up shit happens, it is okay to cry, by the way. It's okay to cry. It's okay to freaking do a bath scream, you know, when you're in the bath and you scream in your car, rant to your friends. But I'm telling you, give yourself only a day or a couple days to really get all those emotions out. Take some time alone. Think about that. And you, in these times, you can like research stuff on that. But after that, it's time to get moving. It's time to be the best bitch you could be. Hit the gym. Get your skincare right. Start posting on social media. Level up for you. And don't do any of this leveling up hoping that they're going to come back and regret doing that shit to you, because I promise you that is not going to happen. Most of these guys are so manipulative and have so much pride that they would never tell you that it's their loss. You just have to know it is your loss. You have to look the best you ever have. You have to feel the best you ever have. You need to do the best you ever have. You're not a victim. You're a freaking winner. You're a winner because thank God, God is going to show you why that relationship or that friendship couldn't work. Because the things that the universe or God or whoever else you believe in is going to give you, You have to see why that person couldn't be there for your blessings. There's always a reason why. Why couldn't that person be there around for when these blessings come? Because you don't know the ways they were going to sabotage you, sabotage your blessings. You don't know the conversations they were having that you don't know about. You don't know the stuff they were saying about you. I just want you guys to remember that. Okay? Remember that. You are the winner. You are not a victim. It is their loss. You're going to see exactly why they had to leave your life in order for you to level up, in order for you to be the best person you could be. Now, back on this topic with everything, when it comes to victim and identifying yourself as a victim and, you know, constantly reading and doing all these things, that all goes into your self-concept. And when you identify as a victim, if you identify as something like that, it all goes into your self-concept and the world is going to treat you like a victim, okay? So when it comes to self-concept, you need to completely change your identity, okay? You need to think about who you are as a person and what you want to be, okay? So instead of thinking yourself as a victim, thinking of yourself, I'm a wife, I'm an academic, I'm an athlete, okay? I'm a model. And within those concepts, you need to think about what that person would be doing every single day. What does that person look like? What does that person do? What does that person eat? That is how you change your self-concept. And it literally is from like a top-down method. And when you think about what they do every day, then you could build your habits and kill your old habits in order to claim this new identity. Because in order to change your self-concept, you can't just say, oh, I want to get good grades. Oh, I want to be in a loving relationship. Oh, I want to be social media famous. No, that's not enough. Goals are not enough because it's so big. It's so big. You need to make that your identity. When someone comes up to you and asks what you do, you need to say, oh, I'm a social media influencer. Oh, I'm a model. Oh, I'm a wife. That's how you need to identify yourself. And then from there, you could think about, okay, what does this person look like? What does this person do? What are the goals of this person? You think of those goals and you think of mini goals in order to achieve those goals. Because remember, guys, 1% every day is better than 0%. Okay? It's better than 0%. So let's say you want to get a 4.0 GPA. I want a 4.0 GPA, whatever. So that means I'm an academic. I'm a scholar. I'm a straight A student. I'm a graduate. Okay, what does that mean? What does that person do every day? Okay, that person that gets perfect grades every day, gets 7-8 hours of sleep, studies for at least 4 hours a day, goes to office hours. You know, what does that person do? They eat healthy, literally doing the most to get into that identity. Okay? I am a wife. What does that mean? What does that mean I'm a wife? I look good. You know, I look good. I'm loving. I'm compassionate. I take care of myself. I don't know. You could cater it for whatever you want. And what I like to do as well is, even if you know people in your life, this sounds a little crazy, okay? I feel like this is like really reaching and this sounds crazy. But if you have Instagram models or people you know in real life, try to mirror what they do a little bit. You know, try to see, okay, what does this person dress like? Where does this person go? Where does this person hang out? You know, how would I define this person? And I feel like this is so cliche to say, but fake it till you make it, y'all. Because that is the biggest advice you could do, okay? When it comes to confidence, when it comes to changing your identity, when it comes to becoming who you really want, fake it till you make it, okay? If you don't feel confident, you have to just pretend you're someone else for the day. Like, putting your mindset, okay, my favorite, I always say my alter ego was named Mercedes,
okay? Mercedes is a bad bitch. Mercedes walks into the room and everybody moves out the way. Mercedes takes care, gets blowouts every week. Mercedes dresses to the nines every day, wears heels, wears boots, is never caught in sweatpants. Mercedes only hangs out at the finest restaurants. That's who Mercedes is, okay? And that is my alter ego. It sounds crazy, I know, but when I am in an area, and I'm going to tell you guys this, I was a super shy person growing up. I'm still kind of shy. But as soon as I get into this Mercedes idea, oh, she's so fun, everybody wants to be around her, it's like it just comes out naturally. And at first, it's going to feel unnatural. At first, your friends and people around you are going to be like, what the fuck? Like, why are you acting like this? Like, who is this? But you just have to keep persisting and keep acting the way that you want to act. You keep having to live the life that you want to live. Okay? Ignore all the background noise. Why are you acting like that? Why are you dressing like that? Even when it to yourself at first feels unnatural, you just have to keep doing it, keep persisting. Because again, it takes 30 days to build a habit and 90 days to make it a lifestyle. Okay? It literally takes 30 days to make something a habit, to do something every day that it becomes something you do naturally. And then in 90 days, if you keep doing it, it literally becomes part of your life. 90 days is not that crazy, y'all. That is 3 months. If you start now in November, you'll be a brand new person by the end of January, which is basically the new year. Okay? And if it's hard for you to like find a starting point, choose the first of a month. Choose the first of a weekday. Choose something that it's easy to track your progress. Okay? Say, oh, once the semester is over, I am this new person. Or whatever. Because I just feel like that's easiest to just become this new person when it's on a weekday or new month or whatever. Okay? You just have to build towards that and do something little every single day, even if it's something for 5 minutes, okay? Let's say you are a lazy person, but you want to be glamorous. You want to be, you know, a model. For 5 minutes, put a little skin tint on with mascara and lip gloss. That will take 5 minutes. You want to be a clean person? Take 5 minutes to pick some clothes off your floor every single day. You want to be a academic, do one reading. Just do something. And then the next day, try to do it for 10 minutes. Try to do two readings. Try to finish two projects. Try to do your whole makeup routine. Try to do your hair. You know, it's just like something little every single day. And it's not even a huge lifestyle change in the moment. But again, 1% every day is eventually going to lead up to 100%. So that is basically like the self-concept. And self-concept also involves killing your old beliefs. When it comes to old beliefs, it also goes into your self-concept, and it's about eliminating who you used to be. And when it comes to beliefs, it's really something you have to sit down and observe within yourself. And especially notice your thoughts and beliefs when something happens, if that makes sense. So let's say you get rejected, whatever, or a relationship doesn't work out, and you start saying, oh, I'm so unlovable. Oh, all men are trash. Oh, like I will never find someone. That is an old belief. I need to write all of that down. I need to just throw it away. Or you need to think of an alternative of what you could say. Okay, so I am unlovable. I am lovable. I am always chosen and prioritized. You know, one situation does not define me. That's what you have to say. Okay, and that's for any concept I talk about. Okay, like I said, oh, I'm lazy. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, it's not worth it. Nobody cares about what I have to say on social media. I don't have a lot of followers. I'm not going to get it. No. You need to I literally sit down with myself, think about all these old beliefs that I have, think about this negative thoughts I have, write them down, I erase them, cross them out, and I think of the alternative. So that way, and I'm telling you guys, this takes work. What people don't realize is they think that it's easy to get rid of old beliefs, because often the beliefs that you have has happened from whatever a traumatic experience or childhood or things that people have told you. And that is really hard to get rid of. It's really a progress, a process to get rid of those thoughts and replace them with new thoughts. So that's why you need to just let yourself have those thoughts naturally. You need to catch them in the act and replace them with positive thoughts. I even like to laugh at myself when I'm having those negative thoughts, like, oh, I can't do it. I literally say, are you kidding me, girl? You've done it before. If you could run it up once, you could run it up again. Okay? Because it is so easy to get discouraged. It's so easy to be pessimistic. And I feel like that's the easy way out for a lot of people. But I'm telling you, if you constantly have these old beliefs about you, it's going to show up within yourself. Everyone else is going to see that energy of just negativity, that aura, that they're going to see it and they're going to treat you as such. Whatever you think of yourself, people are going to think of you that way too. If you think you're an effing loser, you're so ugly, you suck, nobody cares about you, everyone else is going to think the same. So don't think that people are coming to save you or that someone else is going to help your confidence. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We were just talking about earlier how whatever these people that do you wrong, okay, these people that do you wrong have a void within them and they think someone is going to eventually come and save them. They think something is eventually going to come and fill their void. I'm telling you now, it's not going to happen. It's not happening, y'all. So if it's not happening for them, it's not happening for you, okay? The only way someone is going to be able to feel whole or able to build confidence or self-love is through yourself. Nobody else is going to be able to teach you that. Nobody else is going to do the work for you. You have to do it. You have to put in the work. You have to have the discipline to have these old thoughts removed and have these new thoughts come in. Simple. And I'm just going to say this, and this is totally out of the blue. Even this is a mindset shift. When people do me wrong, I never question myself, but I do question if they're slow. They usually are. Like, you really have to be fucked up in the head to go around doing all these people wrong all day. Okay? There has to be something wrong with you, or you're just slow. You, like, are lacking social skills, or something happened that you're just fucked up, that you're just sabotaging everything. And that's crazy. That's crazy because I know myself. I know the work I put into myself, and ever since, I'm kind of happy that those fucked up relationships happened really early on for me, because now when someone else comes in and tries to pull that bullshit or tries to give me the bare minimum, I'm like, you must be slow, you must be crazy, like, you really tried it. I don't know why you thought someone like me, who literally puts so much time within herself and healing and all of that, is going to settle for you. You must be crazy. You must be slow. You must be out of your mind. And that's the mindset you have to have. When people do you wrong or do something wrong, blame it on them. They're crazy. They're crazy for not. It's their loss. They lost their minds. I don't care if they regret it or not. They're crazy. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you. Right? That's literally what you have to say to people that do you wrong. And that's like, a mentality shift of old beliefs. Because before, you would have been like, oh, well, there must be something wrong with me. Oh, I'm not pretty enough. Fuck that. Fuck that. They're not good enough. They're not attractive enough. Psst. Have you lost your mind? They're crazy. They have literally lost their mind. But again, it's all shifting your old beliefs to new beliefs. Stop being your biggest enemy. Because for a lot of y'all, the biggest enemy you have is yourself. The only person that's in your way is yourself. It's your lack of self-discipline. It's your lack of passion for anything. It's your lack of the need to do better. It's you. You're your biggest enemy. You have to sometimes put accountability in yourself and realize it's me that keeps choosing to deal with these fuck-ass niggas. To deal with these friends that I know have red flags. It's my fault. I don't have the body I want because I'm not eating healthy. I'm not going to the gym. It's my fault. You are your biggest obstacle. And you guys have to think about that for sometimes. Sometimes all your problems would be fixed if you just put in a little bit of work. Just a little bit. A lot of you guys are victimizing yourselves and woe is me and being depressed. But you guys aren't realizing that you're literally holding yourself back. You would be so much, nobody else, most people, I'm going to tell you now, whether you believe this or not, are not really going out of their way to fuck you over. Okay, yes, there's some evil eye in the world. I know this, okay? But at some certain point, you have to hold yourself accountable. You have to learn what are real friends, what are fake friends, what information am I putting out to people? You know, you have to think about that. People wouldn't be able to expose you if you never told them in the first place, right? And again, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but you have to just think. You are in charge of your whole life, your whole future. You are in charge. You have complete free will. You know, nobody, if someone pisses you off, it's your fault that you're upset because you could have chose to let it go. And you have to think about that. You need to think about how much you are in your own way and how much you can really alter the trajectory of your life. If you just shut the fuck up sometimes, people wouldn't be able to expose you. If you were able to control your emotions, you wouldn't be getting in all these fights, right? If you saw the red flags or didn't deal with the bare minimum, and I'm telling you guys, yes, I understand that a lot of people are good at hiding it, but if you decided to break the cycle, you guys wouldn't be going through all these things. Okay, and this is not trying to victim blame. Okay, I'm not trying to victim blame. I'm just saying that for me, I realized that I need to be accountable for myself, you know, and that was the biggest thing that led me to my happiness, that I've had better relationships, that I was better to get on. I did get better grades. I got in a better routine. I had more long-lasting friends. I wasn't in drama because I took accountability for myself. You know, I learned like, okay, I'm someone who has a lot of emotions, but I need to learn to control it, or I need to learn to bring my emotions elsewhere. Okay? I learned, okay, like with grades, a lot of the tests I did not study for, and now I'm going to study, and now I'm going to get good grades. For my love life, I kept going for guys that are in the club scene, that are, you know, doing illegal stuff or whatever, the same type. And I was wondering why it didn't work out. Duh. It's my fault for choosing them. If you constantly make yourself a victim and helpless, you're going to be stuck in this loop of just nothing for a long time. You need to take control of your own life. You need to change your old thoughts. You need to claim your new identity. And I promise you, at first, again, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel weird, especially if you've held on to all this pain and you've made it your identity and you've like lived like this for so long, because your brain naturally resists change. But you need to force yourself to do it. Whatever motivation you have, find that motivation. Find that motivation. Look at yourself last year. If you're in the same place as last year, you need to find that motivation. I don't want to be in the same place next year. I've been in the same place for the last whatever years. I don't want to use the pain as leverage. When you get hurt in a relationship or a friendship, you get heartbroken, think about that. Think about that pain. Remember how painful it is to not be able to eat, to be stalking their social media and seeing that they're so happy while you're so empty. Think about that. You know? Think and use that as leverage. I do not want to feel like this ever again. I don't want to feel like a failure. I don't want to feel unlovable. I don't want any of this, okay? You have to do better for yourself. You need to stop with the victim mentality, and it is time to level up. It is time to do better. It is time to kill the old beliefs, get into the new beliefs, get into this new life, because it is possible. Your biggest goals, your biggest dreams are not that crazy. The things that you dream about, the things that you want, are not that crazy. They're not that unachievable. A lot of things that are in your mind are achievable. That dream was planted in your heart for a reason. If you are not meant to have those dreams, to have those visions, to be able to achieve those goals, you would have never, ever, I'm telling you, you would have never had those. But you, the universe gave you those ideas because it is meant for you. And even circumstances don't matter, even if you don't know how it's going to happen yet. Why don't you just try? The possibility, just try. Just pray. Ask the universe for guidance, for clarity. Just try, and it could happen for you. But yeah, guys, when it comes to all this mindset work, it is a work in progress. And I really want everybody listening to just realize you need to fall in love with the process, you need to fall in love with your progress, because it is all achievable. It's just a simple mindset shift, and all your dreams are possible. The person you want to be is possible. The relationship is waiting for you. Everything that you want wants you 10 times more. I promise you that. But it is time to stop looking at yourself as a victim and identifying with your pain. And I know how easy it is to get into that cycle because I've been there before. I've been there for a very long time. And I realized that it wasn't helping me because it was just forcing me to stay in the same cycle. It was forcing me to stay the same, you know? And it is okay to change. It is okay to do better. But you have to take accountability, sorry guys, for yourself and just do the work. Level up, feel the fear, and do it anyway, because it's all possible. I hope you guys liked this episode. This isn't too long of an episode, but I feel like it just really resonates with who I am right now. It really resonates with everything that's going on in my life right now. I'm trying to, again, make a visual. Maybe I'll try to upload this on YouTube. I'm trying to get more active on TikTok, get more active on Instagram, and it's all going to happen. Thank you so much for all my loyal listeners. Thank you so much for staying with me. I am so grateful for you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.